Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A rope winds and twirls through the air toward Tex on a grassy horizon. Ride back. Text appears. Netflix presents.
Welcome to Sky Tours. For flight information, please press 1. If you're calling about a new booking, press 2. If you're calling about an existing... Did you know that our discount prices are internet
only? Yes, good morning.
If you still wish to speak to an operator, please press 1.
A telephone cord hangs taut from a handset.
Good morning and welcome to the Sky Tours sales desk.
Good morning. I am looking for a flight from Rome to Lampedusa.
Yes?
I know I can book it on the internet, but, I've only just moved here.
Name?
Bergoglio, Jorge Bergoglio.
Like the Pope?
Oh, well yes. In fact...
Postcode?
I'm not sure. Vatican City.
Very funny.
A title appears. The Two Popes. Inspired by true events. Now, a figure walks through a dimly lit hallway. Subtitles. Bergoglio.
Have you noticed?
Once, a young man was walking in the woods. His name was Francisco Bernardone. Suddenly, he found a chapel. Ruined, with the walls destroyed. He stepped inside. A crucifix was still there where the altar had been. Francisco felt captivated. The crucifix spoke to him and said, "Francisco, repair my church." Francisco was a practical man. He went up to the quarry on Mount Subasio, cut stones, carted them down the mountain, and repaired the broken walls. Any journey, no matter how long, has to start somewhere. Any journey, no matter how glorious, can start with a mistake. So when you feel lost, don't worry.
Cualquier travesía, por más larga que sea, siempre comienza en algún lugar. Cualquier travesía, por más gloriosa que sea, puede comenzar con un error. Por eso, cuando se sientan perdidos, no se preocupen. Dios.
Buenos Aires, 2005.
Entendido.
God will not give up. Understood? Understood? I've been thinking. We have many troubles here. It's not fair to leave it all to Our Lady. Who else could pray for us?
The holy man looks out at the assembled crowd.
Let's see. Young man, what's your name?
Lorenzo.
The name of my team, San Lorenzo. San Lorenzo, pray for us.
Now, in a street, a middle-aged woman hands the holy man a drink. He wears a white chasuble and pictorial cross. A brown-haired woman jogs through a crowded street. She approaches the holy man. Woman.
The father, the Pope. The Pope has died.
The holy man, the brown-haired woman, and a brown-haired priest make the sign of the cross. Text appears. Vatican City. In archival footage, 12 pallbearers carry the Pope on a funeral bed. The procession passes an assembled crowd. Speaker.
Brothers and sisters, our beloved Holy Father, John Paul II, has returned to the Lord's house.
He was a champion of human rights who fought for justice for the poor and reached out across all faiths for unity. But in sharp contrast, John Paul II's papacy also marked a clear end to liberalization and a return to the Church's harsh condemnation of homosexuality, abortion, contraception, and the ordination of women and men.
Now, a cardinal walks with a man in a suit. Man.
This?
Cardinal Ratzinger.
Archbishop of Kiev, Cardinal Hussar.
Man.
Good. This?
Cardinal Ratzinger.
Cardinal Arinze of Nigeria. Many say he will be the first African pope.
Man.
Good. This? Bergoglio. Argentina, leading advocate for reform. Very popular in...
Cardinal Ratzinger.
I know who he is.
Man.
This?
Cardinal Ratzinger.
Cardinal Martini.
In Catholic churches around the world, people are praying for the cardinals in charge of electing the new pope.
Farewell to the last pope, the cardinals of the Catholic Church have gathered in Rome to elect a new pontiff.
In Rome, 115 cardinals from 52 countries have been praying to elect
the cardinals are prepared, deeply spiritual, but nonetheless very political.
Reporter.
They will choose between tradition and reform.
This has been predicting a dispute between the German conservative Joseph Ratzinger and the Italian reformist Carlo Martini.
According to the central figure in the Vatican, has long been considered the natural successor to John Paul II.
Now, Cardinal Ratzinger washes his hands in an ornate restroom. Cardinal Bergoglio stops at the sink beside Ratzinger. Ratzinger.
What's the hymn you're whistling?
Dancing Queen. By ABBA.
That's good. ABBA.
Ratzinger exits. He meets a group of cardinals in a room decorated with frescoes. Ratzinger.
Good afternoon.
Do you know that? Buona sera.
Across the room, Cardinal Martini approaches Bergoglio. Martini.
The church is too used to this glory. This is Europe. Our churches are beautiful but empty, like a fire covered in ash. We need someone to blow the ash away.
You.
Someone outside of Europe is better.
No, Martini, not me.
Elsewhere, in the room, Ratzinger points and smiles towards several cardinals. Old Cardinal.
Thank you for the beautiful sermon.
Ratzinger.
You are welcome. Cardinal Umes. Life was easier when everybody spoke Latin. Nice to see you.
Ratzinger avoids Bergoglio's gaze and walks away. Umes.
No, nice to see you for you, Jorge.
Cardinals in red mozzettas and berettas ascend a marble staircase. They pass Swiss guards standing at attention. The procession moves between grey columns and a tall arched window. A videographer records the procession. Ratzinger leads the group, flanked by two church officials. They enter the Sistine Chapel. Now, a news anchor appears beside footage of the procession. Anchor.
The cardinals are about to vote.
When the cardinals make a formal procession into the Sistine Chapel.
Cardinals' only communication with the outside world will be through that chimney. White smoke means a new pope.
Black when there's no result.
Cardinals sit at long tables arranged across the Sistine Chapel. They set their red berettas by place cards on their tables.
The first ballot could be taking place right now.
There might be a vote today.
A church official in a purple mozzetta grabs the two heavy wooden doors at the chamber's entrance.
Only then will we find out the identity of our new pope.
The church official pulls the latch and turns a key. Clerics in white choir dress hand out white ballots labeled Illego in Summum Pontificum. Ratzinger rests his hand on the paper in front of him. Bergoglio stares across the room and rubs a forefinger absently on his paper. The cardinals write on their ballots. Ratzinger.
I call as my witness Christ the Lord, who will judge me, that I elect the one whom I deem should be chosen according to God.
At the end of the room, Ratzinger slides his ballot into a silver container using a golden dish. His name marks a wooden ball. A hand sets the ball into a bowl. More cardinals cast votes.
Tester Christum Domino.
Tester Christum Domino.
Qui me judicatus. Me judicatus es.
Tester Christum Domino. Qui me judicatus es.
E me euro eligere.
Quem secundum Deo.
Eliti.
Wooden balls fill the bowl. A hand holds a red thread beside the eye of a needle. Three cardinals sit at the table at the end of the room. One lifts the gold lid of the container and pulls out a ballot. He hands it to the aged cardinal seated at the middle of the table. The aged cardinal writes down the name on the ballot and hands it to the third cardinal.
Martini Cardinalis.
The third cardinal pierces the ballot with a threaded needle.
Bergoglio Cardinalis.
The needle pierces another ballot. Thread rolls off a wooden spool.
Ratzinger Cardinalis.
The needle pokes through additional ballots. Cardinals gaze toward the end of the room.
Bergoglio Cardinalis.
More thread rolls off the spool. Ratzinger watches intently.
Bergoglio Cardinali. Ratzinger, Ratzinger, Cardinali. Ratzinger, Bergoglio Cardinali. Cardinali. Cardinali.
The church official carries the threaded ballots. Clergyman.
The results of the first scrutiny.
A cardinal sets the ballots in one of two stoves in the corner of the chapel.
Joseph Ratzinger. 47 votes. Jorge Bergoglio, 10 votes. Carlo Maria Martini, 9 votes.
The cardinal turns on the stove. Black smoke billows from the Vatican chimney.
It is black. This means that no cardinal...
Reporter.
No cardinal obtained the 77 votes needed.
Now, Bergoglio sits with others in a cafeteria.
It's just 10 votes. No one from the southern hemisphere has had so many before. The world just tipped on its axis.
Martini got 9. So it's 19 votes for a real change. If he tells his followers to transfer their votes to you...
Reform needs a politician. Transfer your votes to Martini. He's worked for reform for years.
It's too late for that.
What?
He's already asked anyone who voted for him to vote for you instead.
No, please. The most important qualification for any leader is not wanting to be leader. Plato.
Umas glances across the room.
So, that's why it must not be Ratzinger. He really wants it.
I think the church faces a great danger, serious danger.
We need one common point of reference. Only one unchanging eternal truth.
Only one unchanging.
Only one unchanging eternal truth.
You think he really wants it? Being Pope is like being a martyr.
Bergoglio locks eyes with Ratzinger. Bergoglio smiles, and Ratzinger looks away. Papers burn in the chapel stove. Then, cardinals take their seats in the Sistine Chapel. Aged cardinal.
The results of the third scrutiny are the following.
White smoke rises from the Vatican chimney.
It's white! It's white!
Blonde reporter.
It's white!
Habemus Papa, we have a new pope. That will be the words announced from that balcony up there.
Hands grab red vestments and a collar. A dresser helps the holy man. They assist the holy man in donning a red shoe. A man drapes a banner over the papal balcony. Inside, the church official lays a red mozzetta over the holy man's shoulder. A cardinal on the balcony addresses a crowd.
Habemus Papa. Eminentissimum et reverendissimum.
The holy man wears a white sacchetto and papal stole.
Dominum Iosefum.
He leads cardinals through a marble hallway.
Sante Romane Ecclesiae.
Two men in suits part curtains. The new pope steps onto the balcony.
Cardinale Ratzinger.
Ratzinger, in papal regalia, raises his arms over the masses in St. Peter's Square.
Qui si minori posuit benedicti decimi sexti.
I think that rather than a victory for conservatives, the election of Cardinal Ratzinger is actually a demonstration of the unity of the church, that there weren't great divisions within the College of Cardinals, that it was a fairly easy choice to go with Cardinal Ratzinger.
Grey clouds hang over a rocky landscape. Bergoglio gazes out a window, overlooking St. Peter's Square. Umas.
Jorge, what will you do now?
Return to Buenos Aires?
Volver a Buenos Aires.
Plan my retirement?
Planear mi retiro.
You're too young to retire.
The church voted to make overdue reforms remain overdue. I can do more good as a simple parish priest.
Okay.
Umas walks away. Bergoglio stares out the window.
I'll pray for him.
Behind a sheer swaying curtain, the Pope plays piano.
Joseph Ratzinger has a sharp mind. He's an intellectual.
He's the watchdog of the faith.
Woman, this protects the doctrine of the faith.
Relativism.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, he's going to stand up for dogma. He's going to be a great pope. Oh, my God, this is the best. I can't believe it.
Pope Benedict enters a darkened office. Man.
He's already started with no. No against this, no against that.
Pedestrian.
It's bad for the poor in Brazil and the poor in the world.
Churchgoer.
People are abandoning Catholicism because it is too conservative.
I know Ratzinger. The Nazis shouldn't have been elected.
The Pope kneels in a dim marble room. Text appears. 2005. Digits flip. And the text changes to 2012. Buenos Aires. Bergoglio sits in a barber shop. He checks his hair in the mirror.
Bye bye.
Outside, an old woman stands with a vendor.
Don't buy Tonio's stamps. They don't work.
Tonio.
There's nothing wrong with them.
I wrote a beautiful letter and no reply. Sent it again. Still no reply. Your stamps don't work.
Doesn't matter how good your letter was, Jorge. San Lorenzo will never call you.
Bergoglio walks away with the old woman. Old woman.
Maybe you used the wrong address.
Impossible. It's a well-known address.
To who?
The Pope.
So, Tonio's stamps work. I have your letters, and this is from the Vatican.
She hands him sealed envelopes.
Why the Pope?
I booked my flight.
Seriously? What's so urgent? You want to retire?
He waves his fingers.
Don't do it. We need you in Buenos Aires.
He wants me in Rome. I booked my flight before this.
A coincidence.
There are no coincidences. We are all in God's hands.
Now the Pope prays in a dim room.
Domine exaudi orationem meum.
The Vatican and the stunning accusation that's the talk of Rome. Confidential church documents were allegedly leaked to the press by a suspect.
Factionalism, malpractice by the Vatican Bank, and even sexual misconduct.
Who would have believed that one of the Pope's most trusted aides, the man who helps, is under arrest
by leaking
embarrassing confidential Vatican documents?
This dossier has only been read by one guy, Pope Benedict XVI, so he's fully aware of the issue.
There's no clarity as to what happens behind those doors.
Bergoglio walks through airport security. His belongings, a pair of shoes and a pectoral cross, move through an X-ray scanner. In a dark chamber, the Pope snuffs a candle. Its white smoke sinks. He snuffs another. His hand waves away the white smoke. Next, Bergoglio walks toward an airport exit. He glances toward a driver, holding a piece of paper reading Cardinale Bergoglio.
Good morning.
Are you the Cardinal Archbishop of Buenos Aires?
Yeah.
Oh, Eminence. No, it's fine.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
The car is just out here.
Bergoglio looks at a large screen.
Great.
The Pope appears on the news. Outside, Bergoglio and the driver approach a car.
Please. May I? Oh, grazie.
He takes Bergoglio's bag.
Oh, Eminence. Eminence.
No, I prefer to ride up front.
Grazie. Oh, very well.
It's a beautiful car.
Thank you, Eminence.
Very comfortable. This is the way to Roma?
No, Eminence. The Pope is in his summer residence.
Summer residence, perhaps that's why he didn't get my letter.
Eminence, forgive me, but he prefers to see his bishops dressed like bishops and his cardinals like cardinals.
Oh, really? You have a spare cardinal's hat?
Behind a roadside stop, Bergoglio places cardinal apparel over his clergy shirt. Now, the sun shines on a grand papal palace overlooking a lake. Attendant.
Yes, it's a private matter, so it's not in the official diary.
Two motorcycles lead Bergoglio's car onto the palace grounds. Attendant.
He is reading the report. Yes, His Holiness is aware. I'll ask if he can speak to him. Your Holiness, would you speak to Cardinal Bertone?
The Pope steps away from his office window.
I have him here.
Outside, a nun meets Bergoglio.
His Holiness will join you shortly.
Does the Holy Father meet his cardinals here often?
No, it's the first time.
Oh, it's not raining.
Oh, in Rome, one never knows what will happen next.
She offers an umbrella.
Yes, yes.
Then, Bergoglio sits on an outdoor bench. His fingers tap a worn leather bag on his lap. Bergoglio turns his head and peers over a hedge. The Pope walks outside with a man in a suit. They stop. The bench lies empty except for the umbrella and the briefcase resting atop it. The Pope.
Dove?
Where is he?
The Pope points across the grounds. Bergoglio walks with a gardener.
Looks like he's lived here all his life.
Now, across the garden. Gardener.
Oregano, exactly.
My mother swore by oregano. It makes everything taste good.
My mum mixes it with breadcrumbs.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
Everything the Pope eats comes from Gandolfo. We send it to Rome. It's all organic. Vegetables, eggs, cheese.
The Pope.
Good morning.
Holiness.
The Pope leans on the handle of an umbrella. The Pope.
Last time we spoke Latin.
A short meeting. I wasn't the student you were, Holy Father. Please, not Latin.
The Pope offers his hand. Bergoglio kisses it.
Latin is useful, especially when I have to announce bad news to cardinals. Only 20% of them become angry, so only 20% of them know what I have said.
The Pope sits on a bench.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. I know you value punctuality. Paolo, my last assistant, he would have made sure I got here on time. He was perfect, you know.
Now he's in jail.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to walk?
Well, that might not be wise.
Huh?
Your shoelaces are undone.
Oh, yeah.
Bergoglio ties his worn shoe. The Pope frowns.
You wrote to me asking for permission to retire as Cardinal Archbishop.
Yes, I have my papers here.
Cardinals are not required to ask for their retirement until they're 75. Are you ill?
I have a problem with my lungs.
I know, but you were born with that. It's not really troubled you since, has it? It's in your file.
My file?
We keep files on everyone, so you don't have to be flattered.
No, I'm not ill.
No. In fact, you're very active. You walk everywhere and sometimes use a bicycle.
Yeah, and I tango once a week.
Tango is dance?
I'm Argentinian. Oh. Tango and football are compulsory.
Of course, yeah. You dance with someone.
One might look rather foolish dancing alone. So for the sake of the dignity of my office, yes, with someone.
Of course, that's good. Please.
The Pope pats the bench. Bergoglio sits.
Yes. You've been one of my harshest critics. There's a lot of competition for that title.
I've never spoken out against you.
No, not directly, but you refuse to live in the official palace of the Cardinal Archbishop.
See, it's too grand. It's too big.
By being so pure and simple, you implied the rest of us not living simply enough.
Can one ever live simply enough?
On married priests?
I was misquoted. I said celibacy can be a blessing, it can also be a curse.
Yeah? Non-homosexuality?
All I said was...
No doubt misquoted again.
Taken out of context.
Ah,
But might I suggest you try telling the newspapers the opposite of what you think? Your chances of being quoted correctly might therefore improve.
Nothing. You openly give sacraments to those who are out of communion, to the divorced, for instance.
Oh, I believe that giving communion is not a reward for the virtuous, it is food for the starving.
Ah. So what matters is what you believe, but not what the Church has taught for hundreds of years.
No. Mark chapter 2, verse 17. I came to call sinners, as the Church has taught for thousands of years.
If we do not draw a line...
Or build walls to separate?
You talk about walls as if they're bad things. A house is built of walls, strong walls.
Did Jesus build walls? His face is the face of mercy. The bigger the sinner, the warmer the welcome. Mercy is the dynamite that blows down walls.
Yeah. You have an answer for everything, don't you?
Don't stop now. Keep moving.
Have to walk.
Keep
Let's go.
Don't stop now.
You're clever. Far
Keep
too
moving.
Clever.
Keep moving.
You see my dilemma? You're very eloquent, you're very popular. If I allow you to resign, it will look like a protest.
They sit at a table.
The Church being attacked from all sides. Why would you want to abandon her to her enemies? Does a shepherd run away when the wolves appear?
I'm not running away. I'll take a parish. I'll be a good shepherd to his people.
Don't you understand? You were almost elected pope. If you resign, it will look like a criticism. The way you live is a criticism. Your shoes are a criticism.
You don't like my shoes?
Please, do not make a joke of everything I say. Please. It is dishonest and cynical. Have enough respect to show me your real anger. You think the Church is failing?
We are losing people.
And that is the fault of the Church, not of Western relativism or permissiveness. Or what do they say now? Oh, yes, anything goes. Yeah. You said the Church is narcissistic. Or was that another misquote?
No, I did say that. It seems to me that your church...
My church?
Our church is moving in directions that I can no longer condone. Or not moving at all, when the time demands movement. Holy Father, I no longer wish to be a salesman.
Salesman?
It's a metaphor. A salesman for a product.
A product?
A salesman for a product that I cannot in all conscience endorse.
That you don't believe in.
It seems to me that we are no longer part of this world. We don't belong to it. We are not connected.
A church that marries the spirit of the age.
Yes, yes, we'll be widowed in the next. Yeah. I know, I know. Holy Father.
When you were leader of the Jesuits in Argentina, you had all the books on Marxism removed from the library.
And I made seminarians wear cassocks all day, even when they were working in the vegetable garden. And I called civil marriage for homosexuals the devil's plan.
You're not unlike me.
No. I change it.
No, you compromise.
No, no compromise. No, I change it. It's a different thing.
The Pope looks down. Bergoglio smiles. The Pope grips the armrest of his seat and rises. Bergoglio reaches across the table.
Samarit.
The Pope waves him off.
Change is compromise.
Bergoglio follows the Pope between manicured hedgerows.
Life, the life he gave us, is all change. You are the successor to San Pietro. San Pietro was married.
Oh, thank you for letting me know. I had no idea.
We didn't ask priests to be celibate until the 12th century. Hmm. Angels? No mention before the 5th century, and suddenly angels are everywhere, like pigeons. Nothing is static in nature or the universe, not even God.
God does not change.
Yes, he does. He moves towards us.
I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Where should we find him if he's always moving?
On the journey?
Oh. This is your ego talking. You think you know better?
I'm Argentinian. How does an Argentinian kill himself? He climbs to the top of his ego and jumps off.
Ha, ha, ha.
The Pope narrows his eyes. He strolls through a stone entryway and passes dead branches.
I'm not familiar with this part of the garden. Where are we?
Maybe this way where there is some shade?
Oh, yeah. Perhaps we'll find God over there on the journey. I'll introduce you to him. We defend 2,000 years of tradition, but Cardinal Bergoglio, he knows better.
No, no. We have spent these last years disciplining anyone who disagrees with our line on divorce, on birth control, on being gay. While our planet was being destroyed, while inequality grew like a cancer, we worried about whether it was all right to speak the Mass in Latin, whether girls should be allowed to be altar servers. We built walls around us, and all the time the real danger was inside, inside with us.
What are you talking about?
I think you know what I'm talking about. We knew there were priests, bishops, great men of the church who preyed on children. And what did we do? We heard their confession, then moved them on to another parish where they could start all over again.
We believed if they confessed.
We believed it was better if 9 children suffered than if 9 million lost their faith because of a scandal.
No, of course not. That is grotesque.
A bishop said that to me.
How did you answer him?
I told him to remove the priest from his ministry and initiate a canonical trial straight away. I didn't believe a few magic words from the priest would make everything all right again.
Magic words? Is that how you describe the sacrament?
Confession cleans the sinner's soul. It does not help the victim. Sin is a wound, not a stain. It needs to be healed, to be treated. Forgiveness is not enough.
You say we, but you mean I'm the one to blame.
No, Holy Father, please.
Your protest, listen to me. Your resignation is a protest against the Holy See. You're asking me to ratify it.
No, you say
you no longer wish to be Cardinal Archbishop. I ask you, are you sure you still wish to be a priest?
They lock eyes. Bergoglio slightly lowers his gaze.
I don't agree with anything you say.
The Pope struts away. Bergoglio's hand covers his mouth. He shakes his head and looks toward the Pope. He turns in the opposite direction and starts walking. Near a fallen tree, Bergoglio looks across a clearing in the garden. Outside Castel Gandolfo, Bergoglio crosses paths with a nun. She hands him his bag.
Ah, thank you.
You're welcome. The Holy Father has retired now, until dinner.
Uh-huh.
I'm to show you to your room.
My room?
Yes. Come, please.
In a painting, a friar holds an infant atop an open book. In another painting, 2 feet press on a snake. Bergoglio paces beside the second painting, then glances at it. At dusk, Bergoglio sits in a dining room.
What about His Holiness?
The Pope eats alone.
Why?
He prefers it that way. But he has arranged for you both to eat the same meal.
Oh.
Just as his mother used to make it.
The nun lifts a lid off of a bowl. 2 light-colored balls lie in a light sauce.
A typical Bavarian dish. Knödel mit Soße.
He wrinkles his brow at the nun.
Yes, I know.
Beyond an open doorway, the Pope sits at a table. In the dining room, Bergoglio pours a glass of wine. The Pope pours an orange drink from a plastic bottle.
After dinner, sometimes he comes here to relax.
Oh.
Bergoglio enters an ornate sitting room.
It's beautiful, huh?
Yeah.
Bergoglio gestures to a photo of Ratzinger shaking hands with Jean-Paul II.
Se posso?
Certo.
Sì, grazie.
Bergoglio turns on a TV.
Arrivederci, Eminenza.
Oh, grazie.
He sits and watches a soccer match.
Ah, my goal. My doctor gave it to me. He said you are in good shape for 86, but very bad shape for a human being. I believe this was a joke.
Bergoglio stands with a remote in hand.
No, please.
No.
Please, I know you love football. No. I've never understood the excitement myself.
Really? Not even during the World Cup? You know, your national team and mine, we could be in the final together next year. They could be a match for Argentina.
Yeah, it's good.
The Pope wipes his mouth. Bergoglio's smile fades.
Please sit.
Bergoglio remains standing.
Holy Father, I want you to look at my papers.
No,
my papers,
all,
I
no,
really...
Please,
no, this is the reason I am here.
Nine. I know you like to talk, but I'm exhausted. Please, sit down and just be quiet together. Please sit. Good.
They sit at a table along a wall.
Get so tired. Would you like a tea or coffee?
No, thank you. I find if I drink coffee too late at night, I can't sleep.
Me too.
They glance towards each other, then look away. The Pope gazes across the room. The adjacent dining room lies empty. A painting depicts a stern-faced cardinal. In another painting, a cardinal grins slightly. The Pope looks at the sitting room walls.
You know, the hardest thing is to listen. To hear his voice. God's voice.
Sorry, even for a Pope?
And perhaps especially for a Pope.
The Pope sets his secchetto on the table.
You know, when I was a young man, hundreds of years ago, I always knew what he wanted of me, what God wanted, what purpose he had for me. But now, I don't know. Perhaps I need to listen more intently. What do you think, Cardinal Bergoglio?
Bergoglio shakes his head and leans his chin on his hand.
Yeah. I think perhaps I need a spiritual hearing aid. Who does know? You know, when I first heard that voice, whatever that was, his voice, God's voice, it brought me peace. Such peace. You must have felt that.
A corner of Bergoglio's lip curls. In black and white, liquid ripples in a glass, a couple dances.
The core, yes. The peace. I wouldn't call it peace.
Young man.
180 tickets sold.
Heavy man.
Great.
Young man.
Am I free?
Heavy man.
Sure.
You know, the world can be chaotic. And there's beauty in that.
Text appears. Buenos Aires, 1956. The young man enters a nightclub.
Oh, I started to think about being a priest when I was a kid. I wasn't sure, so my grandmother said, ask God for a sign. Hola.
Salimos temprano. ¿Bailas? ¿Sí?
I did. Nothing.
The young Bergoglio takes a young woman onto a dance floor. They stand face to face and dance in a tight circle. Their feet move across the floor, and they stare into each other's eyes. Then they stand behind a column.
I felt abandoned, so I got on with life.
Vení que te quiero mostrar una cosita. Vení.
I had a job.
Bergoglio kisses the young woman and holds a ring.
I had Amalia.
Amalia.
What are you doing?
I had a future.
Then, in a lab, older woman.
Jorge, the results are the same.
Yes, same experiment.
What did we agree? We have to test, test, and test. We live and die by facts. Facts are... You've had a haircut.
That is a fact.
And that shirt is new.
He smiles.
also a fact.
You've decided? You will propose?
That's speculation.
No, a deduction.
An incorrect deduction. I already asked. Tonight, we discuss the details.
So you won't be a priest?
A logical conclusion, Esther.
What took you so long?
I had to listen to... You know... If he had other plans for me.
He?
Bergoglio looks upward.
El.
This country doesn't need another priest. I'll redo the tests. Next time, don't fool me.
Promise.
Jorge, you're going to be a great father.
The grey-haired Bergoglio shakes his head. Then, a middle-aged woman watches Amalia apply makeup. Middle-aged woman.
You're beautiful.
Now, outside, flower seller.
The prettiest ones.
How do I look?
Very handsome.
Bergoglio strolls and sniffs the bouquet. He stops and turns. Bergoglio walks up a staircase flanked by columns. Inside, he steps across a checkered tile floor and gazes across a room. Bergoglio crosses himself. A figure enters the church through a door by the altar. Bergoglio steps deeper into the nave of the church. He faces the altar. Man.
Come in.
Bergoglio and the figure approach a confessional from opposite sides.
Come in.
No, Father, I was just passing.
The priest enters the confessional. Bergoglio walks toward him.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Priest.
I'm listening, my son.
Before we start, may I ask you something? I haven't seen you around. Where are you from?
Park Patricios. Sometimes I come here to give Mass.
I'm praying you're not a Huracan supporter.
Your prayers have been answered. I live close by in the priest's home for the sick.
You tend to the sick?
No. I am one of them. I have cancer. Leukemia.
Then why are you here, Father?
I woke up this morning. The Lord asked me to hear confession, but no one came. Until you. What is troubling you? I'm listening, son.
Some time ago, I asked for a sign.
Perhaps he's giving it now. Maybe he wanted me here to speak with you.
With me?
Now you know our Father is watching. You can confess. Free your heart.
Now, in color, gray clouds hang over the rocky brown landscape. Young Bergoglio approaches the edge of a craggy mount. He stands facing the distant hills. In black and white, Amalia's eyes narrow. She gives him a response and backs away. Bergoglio walks after her. She hands him his bouquet of flowers and exits. Next, Bergoglio enters a seminary. He shakes hands with a man in a cassock. Bergoglio follows the man down a hall. They enter an arcade and pass clergymen.
Gracias.
Father Yalix approaches Bergoglio. Yalix.
Bergoglio.
Yes?
Welcome home.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good.
Do you know what you are saying no to?
Yes.
Yes?
She even has a name.
Oh, well. You will have to learn to love her in another way. Love has many faces. It's a big mistake to think one can live without love.
I still have San Lorenzo.
I can see now there was never an alternative. That priest, that day, me finding him there. Even if I'd passed by, God would have found another way to call me.
You have such certainty.
Yes. And I'm certain he wants me to retire.
Now, this evening, please. I know we have our differences, our disagreements, but please, this evening, let's be simply brothers together, shall we?
The Pope moves to an upright piano.
Do you play the piano or any instrument?
No, but I know you do. You made an album, music from the Vatican Alma Mater.
That's right, I did. Have you a copy of the album?
Oh, yes, por supuesto.
Yeah. I could sign it for you.
Yes, please. Perhaps you could play something now.
Well, I'm a bit out of practice, but let's see, I'll try. This little piece by Petr Smetana, my favorite Czech, and it's a lullaby. Let's see what I can do. He lived a very tragic life, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, anyway, so.
Bergoglio regards the Pope's face. He smiles as he watches the Pope's hands. In black and white, young Bergoglio dances with Amalia. In the sitting room, grey-haired Bergoglio watches the Pope play. On the craggy mount, young Bergoglio sits on a rock with his hands clasped over his mouth. The grey-haired Bergoglio stares at the piano. Young Bergoglio watches Amalia leave.
You know, that album was recorded in a famous studio in London. I was told I should be very honoured because the Beatles had been there. Do you know the Beatles?
Yes, I know who they are.
Of course you do.
Eleanor Rigby.
Who?
Eleanor Rigby.
No, I don't know.
You know, Yellow Submarine.
Sorry, I don't know.
The album, Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine? That's silly. It's very funny. I can't remember where the studio was. It was like a church or something.
Abbey Road.
Abbey, yes.
Abbey Road. See, you went to Abbey Road?
No, it would not have been appropriate. But, you know, I once thought I had a calling for music, but I'm afraid at the keyboard I'm not infallible. But I enjoy it. You like?
It's very different. It's wonderful.
It's an old a Berlin cabaret song. It was made famous on the radio before the war by a singer called Zara Leander. Huh. She was very pretty. I was a big fan of hers.
Sorry, who is it?
Zara Leander. Would you like some wine?
Oh.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Bergoglio grabs a wine bottle from the dining room and returns to the sitting room.
Sweet.
Beside the Pope, Bergoglio pours himself a glass of wine, and the Pope smiles.
It's good wine.
Granados. Stockhausen.
The Pope points to footage of a pianist on the TV.
Ah. The signal's not good today. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but it's a...
Bergoglio unfolds his letter on a nearby end table. He pulls out a pen and places it on the letter. The Pope leans toward the paper. He grabs the remote control from beneath it. Bergoglio hangs his head.
Look, here it is. Look.
Text on the TV reads, Rex.
My favorite program is Commissar Rex.
A German shepherd appears in the opening credits.
It's a television program from Austria and a German shepherd dog who solves crimes and the trouble he gets into. The trouble he gets into every week. It's very funny. Oh, my. Takes my mind off things. Yeah. You know something, I'll tell you. Here, this place, they call me God's Ratzweiler, guarding the house of God. They don't know I know, but... So I never say anything. But it's a... You know, it's a small pleasure.
Well, small pleasures are important.
Yeah.
You know the story, the two seminarians who like to smoke.
Oh, they should resist it.
Well, so the first one, he goes to his spiritual director and he says, Father, is it permitted to smoke while praying? And the director says, no, of course not.
Of course not,
no. Oh, no, so. So the second one, he was a Jesuit, he says to his friend, Brother, you are just asking the wrong question. So he goes to the director, then he says, Father, is it permitted to pray while smoking?
Yeah. Pray and smoke at the same time. It's a joke. It's a silly joke. Pray and smoke at the same time. It's impossible. I can never remember jokes.
Remembering jokes is an essential part of Jesuit training.
Yeah. I like company. I was alone.
Isaiah 41, chapter 10.
Yeah, do not be afraid, for I'm with you always.
See.
Yeah. I know he's here. But he doesn't laugh. At least I don't hear him laughing. You know?
Bergoglio smiles.
No, you wouldn't know. Someone like you would never understand what I mean.
Bergoglio lowers his gaze.
I'm sorry, I must rest. It's been a long day. Good night.
Bergoglio offers a hug. The Pope clasps his hand.
Good night.
Buenas noches.
The Pope exits through the darkened dining room. Castel Gandolfo lies under the twilight sky. The sky brightens. A light turns on inside the palace. Bergoglio sits in the dining room.
Good morning, Eminence.
Oh, good morning.
The Holy Father apologizes, but he's been called back to Rome. Urgent business. If you can get ready as soon as possible.
Bergoglio stands and sips a teacup. Now, outside.
Goodbye.
Gardener.
Cardinal, I have a souvenir for you. I made some cuttings.
Thank you.
So when you return home, let me help you.
The gardener grabs Bergoglio's bag. Next, Bergoglio's car approaches the Pope's idling helicopter. Bergoglio enters the helicopter and sits beside the Pope. The Pope smiles. The helicopter door closes and it lifts off. Castel Gandolfo lies below. Bergoglio turns to the Pope.
I hope this urgent business is not too...
The Pope dons a headset and turns to Bergoglio.
Oh!
Bergoglio puts on a headset.
I hope this urgent business is not too distressing.
Ah, the curious, like a machine. You put your hand inside it, chops it into mincemeat. They always defend themselves. Sometimes it feels like being popish to become breakfast. What is that plant? Is that, is that basil?
It's oregano. Your gardener gave it to me.
Oh, yes. You're very popular. This popularity of yours, is there a trick to it?
I just try to be myself.
Oh. Whenever I try to be myself, people don't seem to like me very much. Also, there's no option since I am obliged to be Pope.
Bergoglio smiles politely. He pulls out his letter.
Holy Father, about my retirement.
The Pope removes his headset. He looks out the window to his right. Bergoglio lowers his letter and looks out his own window. From the helicopter, Castel Gandolfo recedes in the distance. Now, the helicopter passes over the Roman Colosseum. St. Peter's Square lies below. Then, the helicopter hovers over a circular landing area. Two black cars approach it on either side. Two men in blue uniforms bring wooden steps toward the helicopter doorway. Outside the helicopter, a church official approaches the Pope.
The Holy Father wants to finish his conversation with you, but first he must deal with an urgent matter.
May I know the nature of the business?
You can talk to him tomorrow at 7, okay?
Bergoglio nods. A dark car takes the Pope away and leaves Bergoglio with his bags in hand. A black hatchback pulls up. Hatchback driver.
Hey, Cardinal, need a lift?
Now, Bergoglio walks through Rome, carrying his bags. He stops by an open-air restaurant.
How's the pizza?
Vendor.
Better when hot.
Bergoglio drinks espresso. Then, a TV plays in Bergoglio's quarters.
The scandal at the Vatican worsened today after Gianluigi Nuzzi released his book entitled His Holiness, The Secret Letters of Benedict XVI. The book consists of documents, letters, and memoranda between the Pope and his personal secretary. It has sent shockwaves through the Vatican and brought Pope Benedict back to Rome from Castle Gandolfo, his summer residence.
Bergoglio exits his quarters, wearing a clergy shirt and black jacket. Now, footage of a soccer game. An Argentinian player dribbles a ball toward the goal. In a bar, Bergoglio gapes and raises his fists. He grabs the face of a nearby man wearing an Argentina jersey.
Thank you, Lord, for Pipita's gift. Also, Lord, bless our Pope.
The Argentinian fan.
The German? Let him bless himself. Nazi.
Bergoglio turns to the fan. He returns his gaze to the TV, then wipes his mouth. Bergoglio squeezes through the crowded bar and exits into the dark street.
Let God grant him a quiet night and a peaceful end.
Now, Bergoglio sits on the edge of his bed and crosses himself. In a dark room, the Pope closes his eyes and lies in a bed. In Bergoglio's quarters, Bergoglio lies with his eyes open. Now, the sun shines on St. Peter's Basilica. A man in a cassock helps dress the Pope in front of a mirror. The attendant enters. Attendant.
Santo Padre, Holy Father, he's not there.
The Pope.
What do you mean?
Attendant.
We cannot find him. I sent a car, but he's not there.
The Pope.
Find him.
Next, Bergoglio rides a public bus. He wears his cardinal robes. Bergoglio gets off the bus onto a Roman street. A Swiss guard escorts him through the Vatican.
I always wondered... The uniform, it must be very uncomfortable, eh? Very hot. Difficult to keep clean.
The Swiss guard leads him through a door and up a staircase.
Or perhaps someone cleans it for you. This is where we're meeting?
I was just asked to bring you here.
The guard opens a door to a dimly lit chamber. Bergoglio enters.
Grazie.
The guard closes the door behind him. Frescoes line the walls. Bergoglio gapes at the expanse in front of him and steps deeper into the Sistine Chapel. The high-set windows illuminate the space around Bergoglio. He walks intently toward the altar at the far end of the chapel. Bergoglio stops in the center of the room and makes the sign of the cross. He bows his head. He gazes at the many scenes painted onto the surrounding walls and ceiling. A slight smile plays across his face. Sunlight reflects off his glasses. He observes the frescoes around him, then faces forward, content.
I've never been in here before.
The Pope approaches.
When it was empty, I mean. No visitors, no tourists. I wanted to experience the moment with you.
Bergoglio brings his face to the Pope's ring.
If I was Pope, I'd be in here every day.
What else?
What?
Well, if you had been chosen, what would you do?
Oh, Holy Father.
No, this place would be different, I think.
Well, I wouldn't need a loan, for a start.
No?
Aside from the theology, it's no good for you.
Oh.
You know, Jesus was always breaking bread and feeding people.
Well, what else?
Well, I'd sort out the bank.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, well, the banks almost destroyed my country.
Yeah.
You know, they beg for deregulation like tigers begging to be let out of a cage.
Yeah.
They devour everything in sight.
Yeah. It's new elitism. Yeah.
A fresco depicts a golden bull.
You're beginning to be happy. I'm going to retire.
For many weeks now, I've been praying for a sign.
They sit on one side of the room.
I don't understand.
Well, when your request came to me to retire as Cardinal Archbishop, I could not accept it, your retirement, I mean, until I had spoken to you. So you had to come from Argentina to Rome to see me. And what I'm saying is perhaps you had to come here for some other purpose.
Like what?
Well, you see, I've made a decision, an important decision, I think, for the life of the church and for her future. And something I ask you to hide in your soul and speak of to no one. You know what I mean?
See.
Good. You know, sometimes you notice little things. It's very strange.
In a fresco, a cherubic child holds a burning candle above a woman's head.
You know, the other night after prayer, I put out the candle and, instead of rising up, smoke went down, like Cain's offering being rejected by God. Do you notice such things?
I bought my ticket for my flight here before you requested my presence.
No.
Yes.
Your plane ticket, you bought it before?
Yeah.
Well, that gives me great encouragement. Yeah. You're the right person. I'm going to resign. It's marvelous, Calder.
The right person for what?
To tell.
To tell what?
What I just said, I'm going to resign.
Resign from what?
The papacy, the chair of St. Peter, the bishopric of Rome. I'm going to renounce all of them.
The Pope steps away. Bergoglio gapes at him.
Well, you can't. You wouldn't be the Pope anymore.
No.
Bergoglio walks after the Pope.
Popes can't resign.
It's not without precedent. Celestine V resigned 1294. Didn't you know that?
Holy Father, you think people will not be shocked because this happened once before, 700 years ago?
Well,
I came here just to have you sign the piece of paper.
I know. Whoa.
The Pope sits in a chair beside the altar.
Now you know why I could not grant you your wish to retire. It would be another conclave. It is important that you're there.
Holy Father, you must not do this. You cannot do this.
Why not?
Why do the presidents of America and Russia and China come to you? Because, unlike them, your authority comes from the fact that you will suffer and die in the job. A martyr to justice and truth. For this, all people come. Forgive me, but...
Bergoglio steeples his hands. The Pope shrugs.
But?
Christ did not come down from the cross.
Ah. God always grants you the right words.
Oh, no, no. A pope must go on forever, be the personification of the crucified Christ. If you do this, you will damage the papacy forever.
Well, what damage will I do if I remain?
Bergoglio sits by the altar.
It's two popes?
Well,
no, it's unthinkable.
Well, in 1978, we had three popes.
No, but they weren't at the same time.
I was making a little joke.
A joke?
A German joke. It doesn't have to be funny. You know, there's a saying, God always corrects one pope by presenting the world with another pope. I should quite like to see my correction.
The Pope smirks and raises an eyebrow.
Both commanding authority.
No, only one would command authority. I would hide away out of the spotlight.
The Pope.
Silence incarnate.
Are you being pressured to go, the Curia?
No. If there was pressure from there, I would resist. No, I know my intentions and my motives are pure. See, I'm a scholar, not a manager. Yeah. And besides, I have a peacemaker. And, I'm half blind.
The Pope stands.
I can no longer see out of my left eye. And governance requires eyes that I do not have. Yes. I've struggled and fought to do what must be done, but I've lost.
It is our weakness that calls forth the grace of God. You show your weakness, He gives us strength.
Yeah.
The Pope turns away.
I've given you my answer. Be satisfied.
Bergoglio follows.
With respect, Holy Father, it's not me who needs to be satisfied. It's 1.2 billion believers. They'll need to know why. Otherwise, they'll think there is a scandal, a plot.
That is the calculation of leadership, a calculation we must both make.
Both? Why?
Well, for months I've been wanting to resign, but there was one thought that prevented me from that. I thought, what if at the next conclave they voted for that Cardinal Bergoglio, for you?
And then I offered my resignation.
Exactly. I was delighted. As I said, what prevented me from resigning was the thought that they could have chosen you or elected you. But now you are here in Rome to see me. No, I've changed.
You've compromised.
No, I've changed. Compromise with something else. Your style and your methods are entirely different to mine. I don't agree with any of most of the things you say, think, or do, but for some strange reason, now I can see a necessity for Bergoglio. But I cannot do this without knowing that there is at least a possibility that you might be chosen.
No. It could never be me.
All right. We are at an impasse. You cannot retire from the church unless I agree to your going, and I cannot resign until you agree to stay. It's a conundrum, a theological conundrum.
You don't understand. It could never be me.
We know in our heart of hearts that it could be. The church needs to change, and you could be that change.
No. No, not me, never. It couldn't be me.
Why not?
Then, young Bergoglio sits with downcast eyes. In archival footage, A stern man stands beside a military officer.
You know why.
I've read your files.
Oh. The files are incomplete.
How incomplete?
Text appears. Buenos Aires, 1976. Leader.
People of Argentina. The country faces a hard moment in its history.
In the 70s, the government was overthrown by a military dictatorship. At that time, I became the head of the Jesuit priests in Argentina.
Worshipper.
I remarried.
In other words, you live with someone.
Bergoglio blesses the woman's forehead.
Everybody was a suspect.
Armed soldiers enter a bus. The soldiers escort passengers off the bus. They drag a man across the sidewalk.
30,000 people were killed.
Reporter.
What happened?
Mother.
We want our children. Where are they?
Anyone who disagreed disappeared. Esther, my old boss, my friend, her daughter was among them.
Esther.
We Argentinians say there are thousands and thousands of mothers and families suffering in pain, anguish and despair. We don't know where our children are.
Reporter.
They say you lie.
Woman 2.
We are lying? That our children disappeared.
Woman 3.
Where are they, cowards?
Esther.
The so-called Christian army have them.
Demonstrators march in the streets.
Many priests were seen as supporters of the armed resistance.
Priest.
Neither oppressors nor oppressed.
Father Mujica, the voice of the poor in Argentina, was martyred in 1974. After him, many priests and nuns were killed.
Bodies lie by railroad tracks and alleyways.
This is not a time I'm proud of, Father. I felt my job was to make sure my priests were safe.
Young Bergoglio passes two officials. Then, a gray-haired official approaches Bergoglio. Official.
Father.
And I spoke of Macera, one of the leaders of the junta. Tried to reason with him.
Official.
Admiral.
To compromise.
Father Bergoglio, from the seminary.
Macera.
The seminary?
Nice to meet you.
Where Jesuits become Marxists through books.
Official.
He is with us and got rid of the books.
Macera.
Maybe a priest took them to a mission.
Bergoglio eyes the two men.
It's a joke. My chaplain is a Jesuit. I'm listening, Bergoglio.
Elder Camara, Church and Development, Yankee Imperialism in Latin America, Olivares.
Next, at Esther's home. Esther.
I didn't understand the call. What's happening?
They're watching you, Esther. We need to clear the house. Books, pamphlets, all of it.
Why the urgency?
Gramsci, the working class, Peronism, Brecht, Marx, psychoanalysis.
How do you know they're watching? Who are you talking to?
He opens a newspaper.
See this guy protesting with you?
Gustavo?
No. His name is Orstiz. Personal friend of Admiral Macera.
Outside, a man passes the window.
Otherwise known as the Blonde Angel of Death. An informer. He's a nasty piece of work.
Then, Astis passes Bergoglio during his meeting with Macera. In Esther's apartment, they look toward the window. She closes the blinds. Esther.
How long will you stay quiet? Why don't you speak out? Why don't you speak out?
If I speak, I can't help.
No, if you spoke, you'd be one more like us. You like to be the one in the Admiral's palace. Making contacts, right?
Bergoglio looks down, then meets her gaze.
In this moment, she looked at me like I was a stranger.
Bergoglio takes the box of books and exits. Through the window, Esther watches Bergoglio drive away.
With fear. That was the last time I ever saw her.
Bergoglio drives to a ramshackle settlement.
She warned me, and I didn't listen. Had I listened, I would not have made the mistakes I made.
Yalix embraces Bergoglio and brings him to members of the settlement. Yalix.
I was his teacher. Now he's head of the Jesuits in Argentina and Uruguay. These are the guys learning skills. Come meet the boy I mentioned. He's a real artist.
Yalix, you need to close down Rivadavia.
Yalix shakes his head.
What?
I need you to close this mission.
Yalix looks across the yard.
Uriel.
Churio.
We didn't build this for nothing. We can't abandon people.
With Massera, if we haven't lost a Jesuit...
Yalix.
It's because you didn't speak out and made us irrelevant.
A gray-haired priest rides up on a bicycle.
They're watching and don't like what they see. I know.
Churio.
How?
What?
How do you know that, Jorge?
Yalix.
Did you go to President Videla's house to give communion? They are assassins, Jorge.
Bergoglio looks at the three priests around him.
My role is to protect the order.
Churio.
That's our calling now? To protect ourselves?
Yalix.
I taught you. How do we know Christ? By following in his footsteps. Where do they lead? Here.
Or to the firing squad.
Churio.
If that's so, so be it.
I'm your superior. I'm begging you to return to the seminary.
If we don't obey...
You are Jesuits. You made vows.
Churio leaves.
Break them and you're no longer Jesuits.
Grey-haired priest.
If we aren't Jesuits, we lose protection. It's like a death sentence.
So keep your vows, damn it.
Yalix.
We refuse to cease our work. You keep drinking tea with killers.
Listen to me. I'll talk to whoever helps me save lives. And you obey. Shut down the project. It is an order.
Yalix steps away.
You hear? It's an order.
They disobeyed my orders. Questioned my authority.
Young Bergoglio stands in the Rivadavia chapel. The grey-haired Bergoglio stares stoically. Then, young Bergoglio approaches a van.
You talk about, your authority. What did you do with that authority?
Bergoglio ushers people from the van into a building.
You used it to save dozens of lives. It's in your file.
I brought you some food.
And you hid families of trade unionists in the seminary. You even drove some of them up to the border yourself.
It wasn't enough.
No. No, not for your brother Jesuits. No.
Young Bergoglio.
It is an order.
Yalix walks away.
Pride obscured my judgment.
Bergoglio kicks the gray-haired priest's bicycle.
Their right to say mass was removed, and with it, the protection of the church.
Military vehicles drive toward Rivadavia.
I was supposed to protect them. I failed.
The gray-haired priest spots the oncoming vehicles. He turns his bicycle around. Nearby, running soldiers carry machine guns. The military vehicles pass the grey-haired priest. He runs into an adjacent shack and watches through an opening in a wall. The vehicles park outside a building where Yalix stands. Villagers raise their hands. Plainclothes agents enter the chapel. Inside, worshippers rise. Agent.
The mass is over. Who's the priest? Keep cool.
Churio.
Sir, calm down, please.
The agent drags Churio away. Outside, a soldier hits an old man with the butt of his rifle. Yalix steps toward them. Soldiers force Yalix to the ground. Gunmen herd villagers. Two men drag Yalix away. Churio sits in the back seat of a car. Soldiers push Yalix into another car. Churio and Yalix lock eyes. The two cars drive away.
It
It's not easy to entrust oneself to God's mercy. I know he has a very special capacity for forgetting our mistakes. God forgets, but I don't.
In a dank corridor, a blindfolded Yalik stands beside a hooded Churio.
You were taken away and tortured for months. Their hands were broken.
Then, the grey-haired official enters Misera's office. Official.
Admiral. The priest. Come in.
Bergoglio passes a departing military man and stands before Misera.
Bergoglio.
Admiral.
Misera.
I'm listening.
You have my priests.
Vila serve.
Misera eyes a TV across the room.
He's good, right?
Admiral, you have my priests. Yalix and Yorio, detained. They are not political.
Why did you kick them out?
They were temporarily suspended. A technical matter. Who told you?
We see and hear everything.
4 months. What are you doing to them?
Enough, Bergoglio!
I know full well where my priests are.
They are not your priests. You just said so. It's a technical matter. You should think before you act.
Bergoglio exits Misera's office.
My words had no impact. It's empty.
Well, you did all you could.
In a dark chamber, Yalik sits blindfolded in his underwear.
It wasn't enough.
Our dictatorships take away our freedom to choose. We both know that.
Or reveal our own weaknesses.
Across the chamber, Churio lies motionless with his eyes open. A military truck pulls into an aircraft hangar. In black and white, Esther smiles. In color, Esther stands in the hangar with other blindfolded prisoners. A soldier injects her with a green liquid.
And then they took us there. There were so many bodies washed up on the shore. The Coast Guard complained they couldn't cope.
A transport plane flies over a brown sea. Soldiers nudge Esther's body out of the rear loading door. Her body falls along with another motionless prisoner. The sun shines over the calm sea. Now, Bergoglio's aged eyes glisten.
My dear friend. Where was I? Where was Christ in all this? Was he taking tea in the presidential palace? Or was he being tortured in prisons with Yorio and Yalix?
Perhaps the path appears straight on me. Look back at it.
Young Bergoglio opens a bathroom cabinet.
On the way, we often feel lost. The dark night of the soul.
The Pope observes the Sistine Chapel ceiling. Then, young Bergoglio leaves his bathroom with a packed bag and enters his office.
After the dictatorship fell and democracy returned, your order turned on you. You were cast out of office. Removed from your position. Stripped of all authority. Sent abroad.
Text appears, 1982. Bergoglio leaves his office with some belongings and exits the seminary. He rides in a bus along a mountain road. In archival footage, a new Argentinian president comes into power. Bergoglio's bus approaches the town of Cordoba.
They accused you of hardline views, of being right-wing, of having sinned by doing too little, of being egotistical. You were sent to the mountains, exiled.
A seminary gate closes behind Bergoglio. Clergyman.
God bless this food.
Men sit around a long table. A priest and Bergoglio stand nearby. The men cross themselves. Bergoglio sits at the far end and eats his meal.
2 years of introspection. Of dark days and nights.
He cleans the table.
Of interior crisis. Of change.
He holds a book. The title reads New Evangelism, Parishioner.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I hate my former mother-in-law. I want to kill her.
Parishioner 2.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
I heard a lot of confessions. I learned to listen.
I have bad thoughts. I masturbate many times a day.
Parishioner 3.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I live in sin constantly. I feel very ashamed about it. I'm always depressed, looking at them with sexual desire. I feel I'm a fraud.
Men and women sit outside a barred window. Bergoglio listens to their confessions on the other side. He cleans the kitchen. Bergoglio adjusts his collar and wipes his forehead. He stands outside Masera's office. Bergoglio slams a door shut. Next, he presides over Mass in Cordoba. Members of the parish face Bergoglio, and he hangs his head. Bergoglio walks through a field. Then, he stands in front of the altar in the Cordoba church.
I had a TV. I like to watch football. A TV needs an aerial and a signal. Sometimes the signal is bad. We don't know why, but sometimes it doesn't work. It's the same when we pray. Sometimes the signal God sends us is strong and clear. It works fine. One feels the connection, that we are really plugged in direct contact. But other days, one can only say, well, at least I tried. But you've got nothing back. You don't have an answer. You say, Father, that doesn't happen to you. People believe that for us it's different. But we have a direct line with God. No, it's not like that. For us, it's the same as for you and you.
In the pews, men and women stare attentively. Bergoglio looks down and removes his glasses.
What I mean is,
he wanders through the field.
Today, I'm not worthy of delivering a sermon. My words would be empty. Only words. Today, you should teach me. That would be the best.
In the Cordoba church, Bergoglio sits to the side of the altar. Outside, beyond the field, Bergoglio sits on the edge of a cliff. A mist blocks his view. In the Sistine Chapel, the Pope presses his lips together. Grey-haired Bergoglio gazes toward his lap. Atop the cliff, a thick fog moves by Bergoglio. Text appears, 1984. Digits flip and the text changes to 1998. A graying Bergoglio addresses an assembly of clergy and members of the press.
We have no tyranny in this country. But a new tyranny rises up. Not just here, but around the world.
Guest 1.
You talk about tyranny. Your friends were tyrants.
Guest 2.
They took away our companions. You are an accomplice, friend of the military. Tell the truth.
Guest 1.
Where are they? Where are they?
The two men leave.
A tyranny, not just of repression and oppression or terror, a tyranny of unfair economic structures that create huge inequalities. You know, 20% of the world's population consumes resources at a rate that robs the poor nations and future generations of what they need to survive.
In archival footage, walls separate communities and nations.
Just as the commandment,
thou shalt not kill, sets a clear limit. So to safeguard the value of human life, so today we also have to say, thou shalt not. To an economy of exclusion, an inequality which idolizes money. Every community is called to be an instrument for the liberation and promotion of the poor.
Graffiti reads, build bridges, not walls. A city with lush trees borders a wall. Dry terrain and shacks populate the other side. Then, young Bergoglio stands with a group of boys in a field.
How difficult is it to get out of ourselves sometimes and stop being selfish? Because we think, I'll be an idol, be loved, be the Lord. It's not like that. There's only one Lord up there. So I want you to pass the ball. Roman, you have Lucas here. Look at him. Is it clear? Understood?
Group.
Yes.
Understood?
Yes.
Let's play.
The boys play soccer.
With hard and short passes. Now you are playing as a team.
At the event in 1998, the graying Bergoglio stands with a reporter. Then he approaches a cardinal. Cardinal.
Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to listen to you.
It took years until Cardinal Coracino noticed you at an international conference.
Text appears, Buenos Aires, 1998.
You were made bishop. But you did not live like one.
Text changes to 2012.
You renounced luxury. You did the work once denied by fathers Yorio and Halix. Entendido.
I tried to walk the road from which I had banished them. Every vegetable I chopped, every eviction we stopped, every case we won, I saw as some kind of penance.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you one little thing. We all suffer from spiritual pride. We all do. You must remember that you are not God. In God we move and live and have our being. We live in God, but we are not of it. You're only human.
The Pope points to the chapel ceiling.
But there he is.
In a painting, blood marks the palm of Jesus.
Human. Yeah. So, if you'll allow me, my son, you must believe in the mercy that you preach.
He stands and blesses Bergoglio.
Ego te absolvo in omni Patri Filii Spiritu Sancti.
Thank you, Father.
Attendant. Santo
Padre. Holy Father, it's 9 o'clock. They are opening the doors to the public.
Oh, heavens, I forgot. Grazie.
Would you like me to delay the opening?
No. Most of these people have waited most of their lives to see this. This way.
The Pope points with his cane.
Come with me, I want to show you something.
Yes.
This is the sacristy, known as the Chamber of Tears. I don't know if it's the tears of joy or tears of sorrow. You know, I came in through that door as Joseph Ratzinger, and I went out through the same door as Pope Benedict XVI.
The Pope leads Bergoglio into a sanctum. The attendant brings Bergoglio's bag.
Oh, grazie. Thank you. Holy Father, are you hungry?
Hungry?
Ah, si.
Yes, perhaps. You know, I think I am hungry.
Do you want me to ask the kitchen
No, there's no need. There is a place just in front of the Porta Angelica. You know it? Excellent pizza and coffee.
Pizza?
Yeah.
No. Pizza, okay.
Bergoglio offers cash. Attendant.
A margarita and Diablo. Two Fantas and a coffee.
The attendant carries a box of pizza through the chapel. Then, the Pope and Bergoglio sit around the pizza.
We know always in the past, whenever a Pope or Holy Father would eat, at every meal, always at his side, would be three Jesuit brothers. And they were his food tasters.
I think the lack of Jesuits has probably poisoned more than one Holy Father.
Perhaps I should take a bite out of your slice, huh? Just to be on the safe side.
No, that's my pizza.
The Pope sniffs the slice.
Would you say grace, Holy Father?
Yes. Yes.
He clasps his hands.
Thank you, Lord, for this food that we enjoy here in this place outside of time.
Bergoglio reaches for pizza.
See, Lord, your church, your flock, is under attack in crisis. God grant us the wisdom and the strength to oppose the hypocrisy that disfigures her. St. Francis, intercede for us as we seek to repair the church. Would you like to add something?
Amen.
Amen. It's good.
Mm. Bueno.
Good, right?
Mm. You know, I was thinking about your teachers, Yorio and Yalex. Did you ever reconcile with them?
With Yalex, yes. We said the mass together.
Can you light the candles, please?
Yalex.
They're lit, Father.
The bearded Yalex approaches Bergoglio in a sacristy.
Yalex.
Can you pass the stall? Por favor, estamos en horario.
We're late.
Bergoglio gives him a serious look.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, wash me clean from my sins so I can celebrate these sacred mysteries.
Yalex observes him with reddened eyes.
Now let's give each other, everyone, a fraternal hug for peace.
Beside the altar, Bergoglio moves to hug Yalex. They embrace. Yalex presses his hand against the back of Bergoglio's head.
We cried in each other's arms.
They separate. Yalex gives Bergoglio a smile. Bergoglio turns back to the communion on the altar. He removes his glasses, and his eyes glisten.
He forgave me.
And Yorio?
No. To the end, he saw me as a traitor. And then he died. I'm still seen as a divisive figure in Argentina.
You know, yesterday you said life is never static. Yeah? Well, you know, you lead not by power, not by intellect, but you lead by, you particularly, you lead by the way you live or the way you have lived. You've changed.
That man is still inside me. That doubt, it still exists.
The Pope rises.
You think your sins disqualify you, but we are all sinners. Now, please, hear my confession. Well, would you deny me a confession? Would you come?
No, don't kneel. Don't kneel. Please, Holy Father.
Oh.
Sit, please.
I can confess. It'll have to be an informal confession.
What should I say?
I don't know. What you usually say?
How long since your last confession?
8 days.
And have you sinned greatly in that? I'm sorry, I don't mean to imply that you...
Of course I've sinned. Several, numerous venial sins. And, but I'm getting too old and forgetful to remember what they are.
Can you say that? I didn't know you could say that. That's useful.
I've sinned against you, Lord, whom I should love above all things. As a child, I failed you first by not having the courage to taste of life itself. Instead, I hid away in books and in study. I know now that this left me empty and void of the world for which the church was meant to help.
Bergoglio wrinkles his brow.
Go on.
The Pope stares off, then leans toward Bergoglio.
Remember Father Maciel? There were claims 12 years ago that his molesting of boys continued for decades.
The Pope continues. Bergoglio gazes forward. The wooden door of the sanctum stands closed. The door's moulding forms a cross shape. In the sanctum, the Pope sits still. His mouth hangs open. Bergoglio turns to the Pope with a concerned expression.
Yes, I did not give sufficient attention to the duties assigned to this one priest.
Sufficient attention?
Bergoglio steps away from the Pope.
Village after village?
Yeah.
But you knew.
Yes, I should have known. I should have known. The facts were sent to me.
You said there was more.
Evidence was placed on my desk. But
you forgot to love the people you were meant to protect.
Yes. I ask forgiveness.
Father, if this is the sole reason you wish to resign, it is even more important that you stay, heal the wound.
Listen to me.
Complete the work you have begun.
You see, every reason I give you is not enough. So let me tell you again. I can no longer sit on the chair of St. Peter.
You're mistaken.
I cannot mistake. Feel the presence of God. I do not hear his voice. Do you understand me?
No, no, you're mistaken. You are a mistake.
I believe in God. I pray to God. Silence!
Bergoglio gapes.
I cannot play this role anymore.
I'm so sorry.
Since I was a child, as a boy, I always felt his presence with me at my side. For my entire life, I have been alone, but never lonely until now.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But now I can hear his voice. These last 2 days, I've heard his voice again.
I'm glad.
Yes. And the voice is the last one I expected to hear him speak. It was your voice.
No.
Yeah. I think perhaps I could not hear him, not because he was withdrawing from me, but because he was saying, "Go, my faithful servant."
The two men exchange a smile. Bergoglio stands and holds his hand over the Pope's head.
God, the Father of mercies, has sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of sins. May God grant you his pardon and peace, and I absolve you of your sins. I remind you that truth may be vital, but without love, it is unbearable. Caritate in Veritate, your book. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
They each make the sign of the cross. They grab each other's hand.
You have lifted a great burden from my shoulders.
You have placed in every one of mine.
Bergoglio opens the sanctum door. Tourists fill the chapel. He closes the door.
Is there another way out? Shall I call security?
No. I've hidden behind security long enough. No, they're my people. Oh. I'm their Pope, at least for now. Come, let's go.
The Pope leads Bergoglio into the chapel. Groups of visitors observe the surrounding art and architecture. A blonde woman and a mustached man smile at the Pope. Tourists notice him and Bergoglio. A bald man steeples his hands and bows. A grey-haired woman takes the Pope's hand. He nods. The attendant hurries toward the Pope. Three men raise their phones. Bergoglio stops the attendant.
No, leave him. Look, he's happy. Let him have his moment.
The Pope waves and smiles. In a photo, the Pope looks down with a grin, and two men side-hug him. In a picture, the Pope places his hand on a boy's head. The Pope poses for a selfie with a father and daughter. Blurry photos capture the smiling Pope. The Pope continues through the chapel. Clapping tourists follow him. In a photo, the Pope moves toward the exit. Then, the Pope and Bergoglio walk into a courtyard.
You must be pleased to go home.
Speaking English is exhausting.
Terrible language, so many exceptions to so many rules.
See.
Remember, silentium incarnatum.
A car waits across the courtyard. The Pope checks his watch. They stop within the arch of an arcade.
Do you know the story of St. Francis? He was asked, told by God to restore his church. He thought he meant bricks and mortar. Poor St. Francis. Even he made mistakes and got things wrong.
Yeah.
Bergoglio offers a hug.
Holy Father. Please.
The Pope gives his hand. They embrace.
You know, St. Francis, he loved to dance.
Oh, yes.
He would have learned to tango.
Well, it's too late for me.
No. Come. No. I show you. Come. I'll teach you. Come.
I can't tell.
Now, you see, I go forward with my right, and you go forward.
In the car, the driver smiles.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. One, two, three, four. Stop, and to the side.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. No.
Bergoglio watches the Pope play piano in the sitting room. They dance in the courtyard.
Go, to the airport. Go.
The Pope hands a thin box to Bergoglio.
That's for you.
Oh.
Abbey Road. The Beatles.
Absolutely.
Go there.
Abbey Road. Beautiful.
Ciao.
Thank you.
He kisses the Pope's hand.
Well, my friend.
The Pope hugs Bergoglio.
Arrivederci. To the airport. Don't bring him back.
Arrivederci.
They share a wave.
Ciao.
Bergoglio gets into the car.
Ciao.
The Pope waves. The attendant watches the Pope with a slight smile. The Pope repeatedly glances at the car, then walks away. The car drives out of the courtyard. Then, in 2013, the Pope sits in a throne surrounded by cardinals. In a kitchen, Bergoglio and the old woman watch the Pope on a television.
Fratres carissimi, conscientia mea iterum atque, iterum coram Deo explanata. Viris mea.
Old woman,
what is it?
When he has something tricky to say, he speaks Latin.
At the Pope's address, a cardinal's eyes shut. Other cardinals shift in their seats. One cardinal turns to another. Cardinal 1.
Did I hear right?
Cardinal 2.
Not sure.
In Argentina, Bergoglio watches TV with an open mouth. Cardinal 3.
Did you get that?
Cardinal 4.
Are you sure?
Convocandum. Esse.
Bergoglio looks at the old woman and raises his eyebrows.
The Pope just renounced.
What?
The Pope rises from his throne. Two holy men help the Pope down two steps. A photographer aims his camera. Now, the Pope enters a helicopter.
Believe it or not, this is the last day of Benedict XVI's papacy. He's moving to Gandolfo,
Simply a pilgrim who will still like to work for the common good.
Well-wishers gather in St. Peter's Square. Then, Bergoglio's belongings move through an airport X-ray scanner.
For the first time, they may see that from Latin or North America.
Many of the cardinals here want to narrow the gap between what happens within those walls and what goes on out there in the church in the world.
Your Eminence, do you see the conclave going in a more conservative direction or a more progressive one?
Standing at a crossroads between the old and the new. The cardinals are getting ready to see the ritual hours away from the first vote for the new pope and their rabbi.
The doors to the Sistine Chapel close. The papal mazzetta lies in a box. Cardinals cast votes.
Testo Christium Domini, qui me judiceris est, neum erige, quem secundum de, judico erige.
At night, a crowd fills St. Peter's Square. The cardinals wait in the Sistine Chapel. The three cardinals at the end of the room begin to review the ballots.
Bergoglio Cardinalis.
A red threaded needle pierces the ballot.
Bergoglio Cardinalis.
Bergoglio looks down.
Scola Cardinalis. Bergoglio Cardinalis.
Bergoglio Cardinalis.
Scola Cardinalis.
Cardinalis.
Bergoglio Cardinalis. Bergoglio Cardinalis.
Bergoglio Cardinalis.
Bergoglio Cardinalis.
Cardinals stand and smile. Bergoglio purses his lips. White smoke emanates from the Vatican chimney. In the Sistine Chapel, Bergoglio stands and shakes his head.
May God forgive you all for this.
Umas leans toward him. Umas.
Don't forget the poor.
He and Bergoglio grin. Young Bergoglio sits on the craggy mount. He gazes into the distance and smiles. The smoke hovers over the Vatican rooftop. The grey-haired Bergoglio paces in the sanctum.
You have a phone.
A bespectacled cardinal stands on the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square. In the sanctum, Bergoglio stands with a thin cardinal holding a phone. Pope Benedict watches the TV in his sitting room. Cardinal garments rest on a chaise. Pope Benedict leans intently toward the TV. Then, in the sanctum, Cardinal.
Holy Father, sorry, no reply.
Aged Cardinal.
Holy Father, you must choose.
No, gracias.
I will wear what I'm wearing.
Gracias. Santo Padre, prego. Gracias.
The shoes, they're part of a tradition from...
No, mine are fine.
Thin, Cardinal.
Holy Father, the mozzetta?
No, thank you. The carnival is over.
Bergoglio touches the sacchetto on his head.
Bene.
The aged Cardinal gives a slight bow. Bergoglio steeples his hands over his mouth.
There have to be tears. Let's make them tears of joy.
The thin cardinal opens the door of the sanctum. Bergoglio enters the Sistine Chapel. The assembled college of cardinals stands. Bergoglio raises his hand slightly. Pope Benedict watches the bespectacled cardinal on the balcony. Viewers tune in from Buenos Aires. Bergoglio and an entourage of cardinals wait in the passage leading to the balcony. In Argentina, children clap. The old woman's eyes glisten. Pope Benedict grins. Curtains part, and Bergoglio steps onto the balcony.
We see the Nomen Involvit Franciscus.
Pope Francis stands above the masses in the square. He gives a wave. Members of the crowd wave Argentinian flags. Pope Francis smiles. In the crowd, a woman jumps. Nuns clap. People raise their hands.
Brothers and sisters, good evening. You all know that the duty of the conclave was to give a bishop to Rome. It seems that my cardinal brothers found one almost at the end of the world. Now, here we are. First of all, I'd like to say a prayer for our bishop, Emeritus Benedict XVI.
Flags of many countries wave in the crowd. Pope Francis smiles and nods. In a sitting room, Pope Benedict clasps his hands and smiles.
Let's pray together for him.
Pope Francis bows his head. Members in the crowd do the same. Pope Benedict closes his eyes.
Name?
Bergoglio, Jorge Bergoglio.
Like the Pope?
Oh, well, yes.
Postcode?
It's Vatican City.
Yes, very funny.
Pope Francis hangs up his phone. He exits his room. A Swiss guard stands at attention.
Oh. You stand there all night?
Yes, Holy Father.
Really? I am trying to get the Wi-Fi in there. You know how it works?
The Wi-Fi?
See, I'm trying to make a booking, and apparently the only way it can be done is online. Can you help me at all?
Of course, Holy Father. Let me just...
I'd be very grateful.
The guard pulls his phone from inside his belt.
Ah, your phone, of course.
In where to?
Lampedusa.
How many seats?
Solo you, just me.
Oh. Would they let you go alone, Holy Father?
Of course. I'm the Pope.
Coast Guard boats speed along a coastline. A plane lands in Manila. The Popemobile rides past crowds in Ciudad de Mexico, Lima, Namugongo, Rio de Janeiro, New York, Sarajevo, Seoul, Colombo, Nairobi, La Habana, Tirana, Bogota, Dublin, Bethlehem, Lampedusa.
We are seeing the globalization of indifference. There is a culture of comfort which makes us think only of ourselves. Makes us live in soap bubbles, which, however lovely, are also insubstantial. We've become used to the suffering of others. It doesn't affect me. No one in our world feels responsible.
Pope Francis receives foreign visitors in the Vatican.
Who is responsible for the blood of our brothers and sisters? The refugees washed up on the shores of the Mediterranean? I don't have anything to do with it. Must be someone else. Certainly, not me.
Pope Francis brings the visitors into the Sistine Chapel. A migrant boat traverses a rough wave.
When no one is to blame, everyone is to blame.
A wave hits the bow of a migrant ship. Then, sunlight shines into the Sistine Chapel. The lone occupant of the chapel, Pope Francis, rises from a bench and walks toward the exit. In archival footage, the actual Pope Benedict approaches the actual Pope Francis on a helipad. The two popes hug. Credits, directed by Fernando Morelos, written by Anthony McCartan, now 2014.
How are you, Holy Father?
I'm adjusting, Holy Father. And ready to destroy.
They watch TV.
The World Cup final of 2014 has begun. It's Germany versus Argentina. two great rivals. Here they meet again for the end game.
A banner displays Francis's image.
Oh, look, it's you. You're famous. Finals.
This is an Argentina team that beat the Netherlands in the semi-final.
You know, it's exciting. I get the excitement now. I can feel the excitement.
Good, good, you understand.
It's a Germany team that thrashed Brazil 7-1.
Pizza.
A bittersweet moment for Brazilians, but they have hosted a truly wonderful World Cup. That's presented Higuain with the chance! Ooh. And the chance has been blown!
Pope Francis takes a slice of pizza.
Girano's touch. It's an obvious foul. Muller has been sent crashing to the
Argentina
floor
is very violent.
No, it's all part of the game.
Germany fans are ready for the Toni Kroos corner. And Hernandez has met it! Off the post and gathered by Romero.
Pope Benedict gapes.
Higuain's on the move in the middle. And Higuain has scored! But it's not going to count. Higuain was offside.
No.
What a let-off for Germany. That's Tirano.
Zabaleta. Francis hands Benedict a glass of beer.
That's a foul. That's a clear foul.
No, it's all part of the game.
In the game, a goalkeeper knocks a ball away. Players clash and slide into each other. The two popes clink beer glasses.
Tackle after tackle, foul after foul.
A player bleeds.
He's got blood. I tell you,
it's nothing.
No, it's
nothing.
It's violent
scratch.
People.
It's a scratch.
No.
In the next room, a candlestick burns down to its stand. The light on the wick burns out. A white smoke rises. Benedict beams. Pope Francis frowns. Cast: Anthony Hopkins, Jonathan Price. Produced by Dan Lynn, PGA. Jonathan Eric, PGA. Tracy Seward, PGA.
The game decided by one glorious goal scored by Mario Götze. It's Germany.
Congratulations.
The two popes shake hands. In archival footage, the two actual popes clasp hands.
Make sure to eat well.
Pope Francis pats Pope Benedict's arm. Executive producer Mark Balk. Director of photography Caesar Shalom. ABC SCU. Production designer Mark Tildesley. Film editor Fernando Stutz. Music by Bryce Dessner. Costume designers Luca Canfora, Beatrice De Benedetto. Hair and makeup design by Maurice Langan. Casting by Nina Gold, Javier Breyer, Gabrielle Villegas, Barbara Giordani, Francesco Vedovati. Cast: Juan Minuain, Luis Ganeco, Cristina Benegas, Maria Ucedo. In association with Rideback. A film by Fernando Marielas. Copyright 2019 Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC. All rights reserved. Sunlight breaks through the clouds over the craggy mount.
The red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.